Buying your first home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make, and your KiwiSaver can be a powerful part of the deposit. In this guide, I'll walk you through how the first home withdrawal works, who is eligible, how much you can take out, and the timing traps that catch a lot of first home buyers out. My help with all of this is completely free, so let's get into it. Let's start with who actually qualifies. To make a KiwiSaver first home withdrawal, you generally need to meet three criteria. The first is membership length. You must have been a KiwiSaver member for at least 3 years. The second is intent. The property has to be your main home, the place you're going to live, not an investment property or a holiday home. And the third is ownership. You must not currently own any house or land. Now, if you have owned a home before but no longer do, don't count yourself out. You may still be eligible through what's called Kāinga Ora's second chance withdrawal. Eligibility here is based on your realizable assets. And in the Christchurch area, the asset limit is around $115,000 as at June 2026. This is exactly the sort of thing I can check for you in a free session, because the rules around previous ownership have a few nuances. So how much can you actually take out? For most eligible members, the answer is nearly all of it. You can withdraw everything except $1,000, which must stay in the account for your retirement. The exact amount available to you depends on your contributions history, your contribution rate, your employer contributions, and how your fund has performed over the years. And here's something worth knowing if you're buying with a partner. If both people in a couple qualify, both balances can go toward the same purchase. Each person applies separately to their own provider, and the combined funds go toward your shared deposit, which can significantly increase what you have to work with. Now, I want to spend a moment on the part where I see the most people get caught out, and that's which fund you're actually in right now. This matters more than most people realize. If you're planning to buy in the next 1 to 3 years, you may need to shift to a more conservative fund. The reason is simple. You don't want your balance exposed to a market downturn right before settlement day when you need that money. A growth fund is a wonderful thing when you have decades ahead of you, but it can move up and down sharply in the short term. And the last thing you want is for your deposit to drop just as you're about to buy. That leads me to one of the biggest mistakes I see, which is staying in the wrong fund for too long. Some people take on too much risk in the lead up to buying, and their balance falls right when they need it. Others go the other way, sitting too conservative for too long and missing years of potential growth. The right fund genuinely changes as your purchase gets closer, and getting that timing right can make a real difference. The second common mistake is simply waiting too long to get advice. The biggest improvements to a KiwiSaver position tend to happen years before the purchase, not in the final few months. So if you're thinking about buying in the next 3 to 5 years, now is the time to review your fund, not right before you need the money. The third thing to watch is not allowing enough time for the withdrawal itself. The process typically takes 10 to 15 working days once all your documents are submitted, and it involves your KiwiSaver provider, your solicitor, and your lender all working together. Starting early and having everything in order is how you avoid last-minute stress at settlement. And the fourth is ignoring fees and fund structure. Not all KiwiSaver funds are equal. Differences in management fees and the way a fund is structured can add up to thousands of dollars, even over a fairly short savings period. Comparing providers across the market is how I make sure your money is working as hard as it can before you need it. Let me put the whole journey into three simple steps. Step one is checking your eligibility, confirming you've been a member for 3 or more years, and that you meet the property ownership criteria. Step two is reviewing your fund, making sure you're in the right type of fund for your purchase timeline and with the best provider for a first home buyer. And step three is applying to withdraw. You apply directly to your provider before settlement, typically 10 to 15 business days before you need the funds, and you'll need a signed sale and purchase agreement in place. I help you prepare the application so there are no surprises. Let me quickly clear up a few things people often ask about. Can you use your KiwiSaver to buy vacant land? In most cases, yes, as long as you intend to build on it and live there as your primary home, and the same 3-year membership and eligibility rules apply. Can you withdraw before signing a sale and purchase agreement? Usually no. The withdrawal is processed through your solicitor as part of the purchase, so you generally need that signed agreement before the application can go in. And one more question I hear a lot. Should you keep contributing to KiwiSaver after you've bought your home? In almost all cases, yes. You keep getting your employer contributions, the government incentive, and the long-term benefit of compounding. So staying in is usually the right call. One last thing to note. The first home grant was closed in May 2024 and is no longer available, so it isn't part of the picture anymore. Just to be clear, This is general information and doesn't take into account your personal circumstances. KiwiSaver decisions can have long-term consequences, so it's worth getting personalized financial advice before making any big changes. If you'd like help working out your own first home strategy, checking your eligibility, and making sure you're in the right fund for your timeline, you can book a free, no-obligation session using the booking option on this page. I'd be glad to walk you through all of it.